Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There is no better drug of plants for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla. Producing single rose like flowers continually from June to the first frost.
Our thanks to this week's sponsor, Richard Jackson Garden. Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to exchange some news, views, a bit of seasonal advice and hopefully answer some of your gardening quandaries. If the voice sounds a bit down today, in defence it has to be said that the last few days have been quite demanding and the weather hasn't helped. We needed the rain, but if only it would fall gently at night and not come with strong winds and then really sharp, heavy showers so that you just get started on a job and it drives you in again. Last Thursday we had beautiful summer weather, blue skies, not too hot, and glorious sunshine. And while I spent the day at Wisley, Molly, the skilled and very hard-working young lady who tends our floral fantasia area, was seconded with two other members of RHS Hydehall staff to build a houseplant display in the Hampton Court Palace Flower Festival Pavilion. Where there's an area of intensely planted garden, it cannot be easily left for 48 hours. When I got there mid-afternoon on the Friday, hundreds of pot plants were wilting, some to the point beyond recovery. 5.5 hours later, priority jobs, watering, deadheading and tying were completed. And then, of course, the next day it rained. So the grass at home remains uncut, but I have managed to get a late sowing of new sweet corn plants set out in the veg plot, and it'll be interesting to see how they compare with two other new introductions from America of compact growing kinds bred for containers. Not quite sure how I'm going to cope, but one of those container kinds needs to be kept in isolation. But I think that the distance in time between sowing the main plot in the garden and the compact ones will be sufficient to avoid that pollination. The visit to Wisley was to join the Nemesia Trial Forum for the first of four assessments of over 100 named cultivars, mostly cuttings raised. Yes, there are now more than 100 different kinds of summer bedding plant Nemesia. You know, it takes time to check out each one, pointing their qualities and even getting down to assess fragrance. When the sun got up and the air warmed, we could smell Nemesia fragrance yards away. But while some are very sweetly and strongly scented, others have little or no perfume. The trial area at Wisley is on a new site, previously the container plant area for the now relocated garden centre. You know, tearing up that hard landscaping and bringing in make-up soil will take time to settle down. And while the grass paths looked uniform right across the plot, the Nemesia plants in formal display beds are growing and flowering much better than some of the cultivars in the trials. And I do wonder whether it's the chopped straw mulch that's used between the trial rows that's tying up some of the nitrogenous plant foods. Hopefully some extra feeding will perk them up, and we will see when we go back in 3 or 4 weeks' time for the second assessment. It's our practice at Hyde Hall to shear back Namisha as each flush of flower goes over to remove any developing seed heads. Given this treatment, the best garden performers repeat flower well into the autumn. For example, we've got Namisha Lady Penelope, a pretty pink and nicely scented kind that gives really good value. We have two groups of it, and I'll watch with interest to see how she fares through the summer without deadheading. While at Wisley, the opportunity was taken to record an interview with chair of the Namisha Forum and one-time seed trial ground manager, Paul Hansord. Paul, before we talk about Namisha, you were trial grounds manager at Unwin's, and I understand that a sweet pea called Charles Unwin is being reintroduced next year. And presumably you knew Charles Unwin.
Yes, I did, Peter. He was an amazing man, really. He came into the office every day, even when he was old, and opened the post for all the mail order orders. And then later in the day, when the sweet peas were in flower, he'd walk around the sweet peas every day, selecting and looking. And because I was the trials manager, I used to grow everything for him, and he would tell me what he wanted doing next. And he would be selecting the sweet peas for future introductions.
So you still have an interest in sweet peas? Do you grow them in your own garden?
I do, yeah. I grow a few every year. I just love them in the house, as the scent is, you know, is a wonderful scent. And when I'm watering at night, I always have one on a climbing frame and a strawberry at the side of it. So I always have a strawberry and a scent from the sweet peas, and that just makes watering so much more of a pleasure.
One of the perks of the job, yeah.
Yeah.
But Paul, it's a pretty extensive trial of Namisha. Can you sort of take us through that a bit? I mean, you've been in on the planning of it as well as the operation, I believe.
Indeed I have. Namisha breeding has improved or changed dramatically over the last few years. We used to sell a tremendous amount of seed-raised Namishas, which produce obviously seed as they flower and don't repeat flowering. And then the plant breeders have been looking at vegetatively propagated varieties that are taken obviously from cuttings, and these don't set seed and they flower for a long period of time. They've got a wonderful scent, so we decided to put together a trial of these varieties, and we've got 114 different varieties that are growing here. And as you say, Peter, it's a wonderful display. And as we sit on the bench here, the wind's wafting across and you can pick up the scent. So it's a very interesting characteristic of these Namishas. And there's such a wonderful colour range, bicolours, straight colours. You know, there's probably not many plants that have got such a wide colour range as these Namishas. So we looked from all over the world for different breeders to see what was available in the marketplace. And that's how we've been able to put 114 different varieties together here. Some of them are not available to the general public yet, but will be in the next year or two. So we'll see over the next few months how they perform and how they go.
So there's, what, 7 or 8 of us on this forum judging these. You had a quick walk up and down and came to me and said, I've spotted one already. What's the one that you've spotted?
It's a lovely uniform variety. It's got a nice scent. It's covering a lot of ground. It's a nice bicolour. And the name just leaves me at the moment of what it is. But because you've got 114, it's amazing how one variety can just stand out from the rest already. And that's what we want. We want varieties that are going to perform well in the garden today, but also carry on performing through to September and October. And that's the beauty of these trials. So today, for one judging, there's a few varieties that have gone straight to AG, and that's a good sign. And just let's hope it keeps performing, because if it does, it'll go to an AGM. And if it doesn't, then it'll stop where it is and won't go any further. So, and the beauty of the panel is we've got growers, we've got retailers, we've got journalists, we've got a good cross-section, so every sector of the industry is represented, which helps to give us a rounded view of what varieties are best for the home gardener.
And how many times do you judge? I mean, this is the first one.
Yeah, we judge once a month. Roughly, we're doing it 4 times. So we'll stay, and then roughly every month from now on until into September. And then we'll see where we go, how many varieties have performed consistently well right through the season. And it's also interesting on the scent today, where some varieties have got none, some have got a strong scent, particularly some of the older varieties that have been around for a long time we thought was very scented, but now you know, we can see improvements in scent as well, which is wonderful and perfect for a patio pot.
So there you are. Thanks, Paul. And if you do, by chance, come to the RHS Gardens at Wisley, whatever you do, make sure you visit the trials area. Thanks again, Paul. It's great to be with you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Public gardening events are slowly grinding back into action. And this week, of course, it's the Hampton Court Palace Flower Festival. The first full-scale garden show, really, for, what, best part of 2 years. And pretty popular if ticket sales are anything to go by. There are just a few left on Sunday. Hampton Court has always been keen on putting up plant heritage displays, and it's the event where the Chris Brickell Award is given to people who do outstanding service in the collection of plant heritage. There is a switch in emphasis, and in the long term, Hampton Court Palace Flower Festival may well develop a much more of a community gardening event. We will need to make changes. I remember way back to the first show when it was sponsored by British Rail. I could get a very good deal buying the ticket and going by rail and walking across the Thames to that show. It must be 25 or more years ago now, I suppose. And at that time, there were quite a lot of water gardens. It was all the rage with Charlie Dimmitt doing her stuff with the makeover programmes. And now it's very much community activities. The RHS have just announced a community award to replace the cancelled Britain in Bloom, which has not been able to be operated for the past year or so. It isn't just the national shows. Our own little village show has not been held for two seasons, but will be in operation this weekend, and we will have to do our best to encourage people to enter. A number of the local horticultural societies have not had any activity for 15 to 21 months, and I'm afraid that too many of them may not even make it. It was therefore a pleasure for me last Sunday to go to our local Cottage Garden Society and be present for a ceremonial tree planting to celebrate their 100th centenary. The allotment site really is very impressive. Buildings are only allowed around the outside edge, so it all looks very neat and tidy, and the paths are mown, and there's a very long waiting list apparently for plots. As I strolled up and down, I was really impressed by the quality rows of potatoes, sweet corn, onions, strawberries, raspberries, big clumps of rhubarb, you name it, anything to be grown to eat could be seen there. So every strength to their elbow. I've just heard that the number of people visiting RHS gardens was also down by over 600,000 last year. I would have thought things would be much better this year. The car park at Wisley, when I called last week, was really buzzing. You had quite a long walk. And at Hyde Hall too, if the sun shines, then by 11 or 12 o'clock, the cars are stretched well back from the main entrance. And of course, people have got to reserve their place. You can't just turn up. It's still booking to get tickets to go into a number of these big gardens. But they are well worth a visit. Great place to stretch your legs, get some fresh air and see some really beautiful plantings. Last Sunday, I was given the honour of planting a white beam, that's a sorbus tree, on the local village allotments to celebrate their 100-year anniversary. They are a fine set of allotments. The holders are only allowed buildings around the outer edges, backing into the hedge, and the grass paths are all neatly mown. It was good to see so many well-grown plants and fine rows of potatoes, sweet corn, onions, netted strawberries and raspberries. I mean, there was an abundance of crops. A real credit to the plot holders. And no surprise, there's a long waiting list there for plants. And my tailpiece, well, a reference back to Gary Coward Williams, the editor of Amateur Gardening, interviewed recently when he spoke about the introduction of a poetry column to his weekly magazine. Well, last week's issue had what I thought was an interesting piece of verse written by Margaret Bond from Frome and called My Allotment. I'll just give you the first and last verses. I do love my allotment, a place of peace and calm. On summer days there's lavender and scented lemon balm. I do love my allotment. It's where I like to be, digging, planting, picking. That's happiness for me. Well, as I was told by several of the allotmenteers at the tree planting ceremony, being able to leave home, be out in the fresh air, have the companionship of other gardeners on their plots, kept them sane during the lockdown. Time spent in the garden is time well spent. And thank you, Margaret Bond, for that interesting piece of verse. Look forward to speaking to you again next week.
There is no better group of plants for flower power and forms of the shrub.
Our thanks to this week's sponsor, Richard Jackson Garden. To my producer, Rich Jarman, and of course to you for listening.
All are very easy to grow in any garden, but the best results are obtained inside the well-drained soil. The best flower in the present does in full summer. The best garden shade is for the reason. The regular pruning is necessary, but we don't will be maintained.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.